Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davis. Hepatitis C is the number one cause of cirrhosis, liver transplants, and liver cancer in the United States. And traditional methods of treatment calls for a dose of a toxic drug called interferon. And it only had a success rate of about 50% with high chances of relapse. But a new pill treatment has almost 100% cure rate. It's not toxic and it's not debilitating like interferon. And a new study of phase 3 trial that tested the safety of this new experimental therapy was being published recently in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it's adding to the growing excitement about this drug. And we're joined by the study's author, Dr. Fred Pordad, Chief Medical Officer at the Texas Liver Institute and Professor of Medicine at the University of Texas Health Science Center here in San Antonio. And welcome back to The Source, Dr. Pordad.
Thank you, David. Pleasure to be here.
So give us an update. Where are we now with this drug? What do we call it? What do you call this treatment?
This particular regimen is called a 3D regimen, 3 direct-acting antivirals. And we don't expect this to be on the market until early 2015, but that's not very far away, actually. So we're making great strides.
But there was concern because you'd been here before and we talked about these developments and there were still – people were saying, well, we're not sure yet. It looks really, really good, but we're not sure yet. We want to see what this phase 3 trial results look like. And they look?
They look fantastic. So we gave this regimen to 380 people with cirrhosis of the liver. So the sickest of the sick.
So cirrhosis of the liver is severe liver damage.
Exactly. And stage scarring of the liver.
Yellow, the skin, a lot of bile, things like that. Is that it?
Right. I mean, that there's a whole spectrum that occurs. But early on, the patient actually still looks normal, looks well. And we can make the diagnosis through a variety of means, non-invasive or invasive. But once you have cirrhosis of the liver, usually your lifespan is numbered in years. And to be able to actually cure people of hepatitis C, the hope is that some of this will regress and maybe they won't progress to death because of cirrhosis.
If you had cirrhosis, severe cirrhosis, your only option really was a liver transplant?
Pretty much, yes. And we think we can obviate the need for transplant in the majority of people if we can cure their hepatitis.
And so the concern was that this new 3D treatment would be administered to these people, and maybe there'd be some side effect that would be so severe that it wouldn't be worth it to actually go about curing the cirrhosis.
That's exactly right. So with interferon, most cirrhotics were unable to actually tolerate the interferon. They were much more frail, if you will, than people without cirrhosis. This regimen, this AbbVie 3D regimen, has been phenomenal, and only 2% discontinued therapy because of side effects. So,
what kind of side effects?
It was the usual stuff. Some people had laboratory abnormalities. Some people felt that they had too much nausea or something. But very, very scattered reasons and no specific profile to why someone stopped it. But it occurred in such few patients that it really was amazing.
So the 3D treatment passed this phase trial. And so we're looking at over 90%, some 100% treatment success?
Over 90%. In this particular study, we had a 92% success rate with just 12 weeks of therapy. So the patients that failed, we have other options for them as well. We're going to continue to work on getting as close to 100% as possible, which may never be quite possible, but I think it's amazing that we've gone from 50% cure rates with very toxic therapies to over 90% with very few side effects.
Our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. If you want to join the conversation with Dr. Fred Pordad, he's the Chief Medical Officer at the Texas Liver Institute, and he's also one of the lead researchers on this 3D therapy for hepatitis C. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. So it comes on the market, you said 2015 about?
Yeah, maybe even at the very end of this year. We're hoping that the FDA gives the regimen an expedited review and gets it to market as quickly as possible.
And so when that comes on the market, what does that mean for someone who may be suffering from hepatitis C right now?
Well, that's less than a year away. and I'm hopeful that most of the patients out there can wait that long. Certainly, we have ongoing treatment trials for those who can't wait. So at least here in San Antonio, we have some good options for people, even those who can't wait until early 2015.
Yeah, so if you're in severe decline of health, and then how would they go about getting on one of these treatment experiments?
So they can contact us at the Texas Liver Institute. We're happy to – we see people regardless of insurance. And if we can help get them into a treatment program, we certainly will.
And what kind of obligation would they be under? I mean, would they be getting like a placebo or something, or a chance of that?
Well, the good news is we don't offer placebo anymore. They actually get the real drug because we've found that with over 90% cure rates, it's not ethical to have a placebo arm. So patients who get into a program will get the real drug.
All right, let's go to the phones. Kim has called in. Kim, welcome to The Source. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have hepatitis C. I actually got it through birth from my mother. Both my parents have it. And my question is the doctors have told me that I'm in remission. My white cell blood count cell is so low that it's like I practically don't have it. So my question to you is for people who are in remission, do you suggest that they explore this method of treatment, or what is your suggestion for people who have Hep C but are in remission?
Dr. Pordad, you want to take that call?
Kim, that's a great question. So one misnomer is that the term remission applies to certain types of cancers but not to a virus. So it's either there or it's not. And if the virus is detectable in the bloodstream, then you're eligible to be treated. If there's no virus detectable in your bloodstream, then that means you're over the infection and you don't have it. So I would urge you to get that checked, and absolutely you're eligible for treatment if there's any virus at all.
So it seems like there's a lot of interest. I'm seeing newspaper stories all over the world about this treatment, and people are very excited about it. But people are also you can't get away from the price tag that's anticipated. Keep hearing about this $1,000 a pill per day for sort of 12-week battery of treatments. That's going to cost an average about, you know, like $85,000 to do this treatment. And people are wondering how that is going to be dealt with.
So I'm absolutely confident that the price will be adjusted and we'll have affordable therapy. It doesn't do anyone any good to have these great therapies but not be able to access them. So I'm confident that the price will be adjusted. And as more regimens get on the market, I think we're definitely going to see a dropping of all the prices, but also something that's affordable. Now, you and I were talking earlier about the cost of taking care of advanced liver disease, and it becomes very expensive to do a transplant, et cetera. So some of the upfront costs, while they seem very high, will actually save the healthcare system a lot of money in the long run.
Depends on your view. If you're just talking about my condition, but if you're looking at the overall health system, you're seeing, wow, this is going to be a huge savings overall. But if we can figure out the pharmaceutical benefit, how that's going to work out. We're going to tackle those questions and more. We'll take more of your phone calls. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We'll also go to the emails, and you can write to us at thesource@tpr.org, and we will be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, Dr. Fred Pordad. He is the Chief Medical Officer at the Texas Liver Institute and Professor of Medicine at the University of Texas Health Science Center here in San Antonio. He's also a lead researcher in a new treatment cure for hepatitis C that is certainly caught the world's attention. If you got a question or a comment about the hepatitis C, give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org. And Fred, Dr. Pordad, we got an email. One person writes in, my brother has cirrhosis of the liver and is a heavy drinker. Is this treatment something that can help him?
Yes. Curing the hepatitis C, ironically, may be easier than curing the alcoholism. So we do want to cure people of their hepatitis C, and then dealing with the alcoholism is going to be perhaps a lifelong battle. But yes.
But the drinking may have caused the cirrhosis.
Well, it certainly, we know that alcohol and hepatitis C together progress to cirrhosis much faster than either one alone. So definitely not good to continue drinking. But like I said, I mean, if we can cure one of the conditions, we should aim to
If he that. Has it. He may have cirrhosis from just from drinking.
He may, but typically my experience is that when they have hepatitis C and they drink, it's a combination of the two.
Okay. All right. And let's go to the phones. Lenore has called in. Welcome to The Source, Lenore. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Hello? Hi. Okay. This is Lenore in Cadena. I was calling. Unfortunately, I was not a very smart person and contracted hepatitis C from drug use from younger days. And I do know that I have hep C. I've had several tests, and they've told me that my, I guess, I don't know what they call them, but anyway, that they're not very high. But if we're talking about prices and stuff now, would we be able to use our insurance on this or something, since it's not very high right now from my understanding, but it's been like 2 years since I've taken it.
Okay, Lenore, thanks for that question. We'll let Dr. Port add.
Yeah, so Lenore, I think, every insurance is different, and you'll have to investigate whether yours will cover the cost of these medications. But at the Texas Liver Institute, we do offer therapies through clinical trials, and those are independent of your insurance. So that is a potential option for you.
There's a lot of pressure on the drug manufacturer to try figuring out how ways to reduce the price. And that's coming from governmental agencies, people worried about the medical pharmaceutical benefit that we have. And I know the manufacturer of the drug is looking at they invested in this. It was a huge investment and investigation, and they didn't know if it was going to pan out or not. So they're entitled to making their investment back. But still, $10 billion a year is what's being estimated they may make from this for the next 15, 20 years on the lifespan of the drug. So, but there's pressure on them to start trying to tap that price down. And so do you think that will happen?
Yeah. So, this regimen, the 3D regimen, has yet to be priced. We won't get a pricing until it's available on the market. The current therapies, you're right, they're very expensive. But I'm confident that the prices will come down globally, and we will see the day where we can treat almost every American who has hepatitis C. 200 million people have this disease worldwide, so it becomes a global issue as well. I can't speak for the pricing outside of the U.S., but certainly here we want to cure 5 million people with hepatitis C.
Let's go back to the phones. Ben has called in. Ben, welcome to The Source. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I was part of a clinical trials about 18 months ago, and within a matter of about 3 weeks, my virus was non-detectable and has been since then. And I can't say enough good things about the quality and the professionalism of the clinic and the way people treated you. And I would encourage anyone that has hep C to see if they could be part of the clinical trials. And I had practically no side effects whatsoever with it. But I can't say enough good things about the people and up and down the line.
So congratulations on becoming hep C free, Ben. So how do you feel? Do you feel like you've gotten a second chance in life?
Well, I'm not sure about that, because the amazing thing about hep C, you really don't know that you have it. I mean, it's not something in my particular case that I had any effects from. I mean, I went about normal life and did what anyone else would do. And through some tests, I found out I had it. And it was pretty norm for quite a few years, and then it spiked up. And then at that time, I was looking at taking the traditional treatment, and I got very lucky, and my doctor referred me to the clinic, and I was able to get in and had positive results. But I encourage any and everyone. I know people who have it. I know one that is dying right now, and I know another had a liver transplant and got it again. so I know the effects of it. But I encourage anyone to contact the clinic and see if they can be part of it, because the drug, it's a breeze. I mean, maybe some people have side effects, but they would be minimal. And the way the clinic treats you and the way they handle everything is really first class.
All right, Ben, thanks for your call. Appreciate that. So Dr. Poor Dad, another satisfied customer.
Yes, no, we're happy to hear that, and certainly we want to make this as accessible to everyone as possible.
But he brings up a couple of good points. One of them is about being asymptomatic. You don't really know that you have hep C until you get tested for it.
That's absolutely true. Most people early on have no idea they have it, although many patients have fatigue and very difficult to understand why that happens. But many patients who have the fatigue, we cure them of their hepatitis C and the fatigue is gone as well. So it comes in a variety of different shapes and flavors, and unfortunately some people don't know they have it. So the recommendation currently is if you're born between 1945 and 1965, just get screened for it, because there's a 3% likelihood that you have it.
And he also brought up that he got on the drug, and only in a matter of 4 weeks he said that he was virus-free. So is there a possibility that maybe a 12 weeks may not be necessary?
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. And we are now investigating shorter durations. So for people coming to the Texas Liver Institute over the next few months, you may get enrolled into a trial that's shorter than 12 weeks. And we think we can get it down.
Having a trial of being able to take these pills, I mean, it's less cost, especially if it's $1,000 a pill, but also greater control over how you're going to administer the drug, because if there is a $1,000 pill out there that can cure hepatitis C, I can see black markets coming, or people trying to share the drugs with relatives who don't have health care, or maybe even more counterfeit possibilities of these drugs being popping up. So there's a lot of good things that could come from shortening that span.
Absolutely true. And our goal is to get this down to 4 or 6 weeks ultimately, and we think we can do that.
All right, let's get Armando on the line. He's called in. Let's see here. Armando, welcome to The Source. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, to get on the 3D medicine, you have to be in having cirrhosis of the liver, or could you just have hepatitis C?
Okay, Armando, thank you for that call. Dr. Pordet?
Yes, Armando, you do not have to have cirrhosis to get on one of these regimens. Indeed, we just wanted to show that even with the sickest patient, we could cure the majority of them. So, no, any degree of scarring is fine, and anybody with virus we think should be cured.
So this is pretty amazing. Hepatitis C, I remember doing stories on this not that long ago, 5 years ago, talking about this wave of healthcare crisis. Not enough livers to have for transplants, too many people infected by this. A lot of questions about what are we going to do to deal with this issue. Is this a matter of we got lucky, we found the right cure at the right time, or is this was like we started dedicating enough resources to tackle a healthcare crisis before it got here?
Well, it always takes a little bit of luck, I think, no matter what accomplishment you're talking about. But I think a tremendous amount of resources were dedicated to this. And after the HIV crisis and very good therapies for that now, researchers focus their efforts on viral hepatitis C, which is the most common chronic bloodborne infection in the U.S.
And so do you think that hepatitis C in our lifetime could become an extinct virus like measles or polio?
I think it will. I think over the next 20 years, I think we have a real opportunity of eradicating hepatitis C.
Because the problem is that it is fluid in the matrix of our system. We have, you know, individuals who contaminate other issues. The infection spreads, but as we get better at knocking down the virus in the population, then there's less of it to go around.
Right, less of a source to distribute, and eventually that becomes smaller and smaller until we really have it contained.
But the problem is that being asymptomatic, that we still have to keep an eye out for it, or a simple way to find it?
I think, you know, we're going to get to the point where we're screening people much more aggressively than we are now. And, you know, one message to people listening out there is to ask your doctor to be screened. Don't be afraid of it, because we now have great therapies.
Yeah. So we're looking forward maybe by the end of the year. So would this be something that would move from specialty care into private general practice, general practitioner?
I think it has to. There aren't enough specialists around to treat this, and I think if we start diagnosing the suspected 5 million people with hepatitis C, we're going to need generalists to help treat this.
So, and how do you upscale for that?
Well, a lot of education, a lot of preparation, maybe some telemedicine clinics, outreach clinics, where we can use ourselves as a resource.
And San Antonio certainly would have a leg up on that.
Absolutely. I think we're well ahead of the game.
All right. And so people who may have hepatitis C or suspect that they may have, may fall in that risk category, can go to their general practitioner, say, I want to be tested for it. And maybe if you do have it, they could write you a script for it right then, right there. And maybe within a matter of weeks, you'd be hep C free.
One day, that's where we'll be.
All right. Dr. Poordad, thank you so much for coming up and sharing this information with us. We're sure to appreciate it. And you're the Dr. Fred Poordad, Chief Medical Officer at the Texas Liver Institute and Professor of Medicine at the University of Texas Health Science Center here in San Antonio. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.